Hey, oozes and bunnies. This is a preview of the most recent Party Planning, an extra podcast that the Join the Party crew makes for our Patreon. If you want to listen to the whole thing, go to patreon.com/jointhepartypod. Check out this preview.
Brandon, you can't start the episode screaming.
I can't.
You just can't do it.
Are you sure?
I'm pretty sure.
I think I did.
I mean,
unfortunately,
it's a real choice that you would make our listeners subject themselves to that as the first thing they hear on this audio track. But hey, well,
you know, unfortunately, I am the owner of the recording this time.
That is true.
So, yeah, that's how it's going to happen.
Yeah, before we started, Brandon said, "You're in charge of this one, right?" I was like, "No, you're recording." And he's like, "No, content-wise." I'm like, "Oh, yeah, yeah, that makes sense. That checks out."
I'm in charge of screaming loudly for the first thing. That's my title at Altitude, Mr. Scream.
That was the thing that I checked off on our list of things that we definitely needed as content for this episode. So thank you for making sure we started off strong, Brandon.
Of course. Mm-hmm. How you doing, Julia?
Oh, you know, life.
Yeah, I feel that.
Mm-hmm.
I'll tell you one good thing that's happened today so far is you know that bakery we went to here, Pierre?
Yeah, it was delicious.
Lauren went and got it was just like a brioche, but it was like a brioche dough mixed with a flaky dough and then filled with pistachio filling, and like half of it had like a purple white chocolate thing. It was very beautiful and very tasty, and that's how my morning's been going, so that's good.
That's awesome. I'll admit, I'm not a huge pistachio flavored person. Like,
really?
I don't have a problem with it. It's just not a flavor I seek out, you know?
Oh, that's
like people who are like, my favorite ice cream is pistachio ice cream. I'm like, what's wrong with you? Who well, denied you as a child?
That's a psychotic choice, but
hey.
I would have guessed that you would have liked pistachio. That's funny.
I like pistachios. Yeah. I don't necessarily like pistachio as like a flavor that you add to other things.
Okay.
So now that we've done our Julia and Brandon wild food take section of the the show.
That was the tamest food take I've ever given.
Yeah. Welcome to Party Planning. It's me and Brandon today. Hey. What's up?
This is like when your parents go out of town and the neighbors down the street come over to babysit and they're like, I don't fucking know, man. Just like eat Cheetos and play video games. Whatever. I don't care.
I thought you were going to say it's like when the parents are out of town and the teenage children throw a wild party.
Well, Julia, have you ever thrown a party?
I have thrown a party, but not like, you know, secretly without my parents knowing about it.
Right, me neither. So I didn't think that was appropriate.
Well, hey, listen, we can reflect on our choices based on the media that we consume, which
that's fair.
Dictates that that is a thing that teenagers do often.
That's true.
And to disastrous effects. But I've never thrown like a party without like someone's permission, I guess. Besides my own. I own a house. I can throw whatever fucking parties I want.
I've attended parents are out of town parties once or twice. And they're not fun. I don't enjoy them.
No, they're usually not very entertaining. And then you have to like run from the cops and stuff, and that's a whole thing. So
Yeah, exactly.
But there will be no running from the cops this episode of Party Planning. Here's the thing is Eric and Amanda are gone. I say that like they're never coming back.
They're never coming back. We are joining the party now. We are joining your party.
And usually when we do party planning, Eric and I, we do the character creation lab. You know, it's like a little Frankenstein kind of laboratory in my brain. There's a lot of like beakers and stuff like that. It's a lot of like mixing tinctures together. And then they like do a puff of smoke that looks like a skull and you know, that whole thing. But Brandon, like, since Eric is not here, I've opened a second wing of the character creation lab.
Oh.
And instead of it being like full of beakers and stuff, it's full of speakers, which rhymes. And I didn't intend that. But I like it.
I like that.
That's because I have come up with a little exercise for us that is kind of the character creation lab. But you and me, we're sound people. We do sound things with both our mouths and also pre-recorded things that we then turn into spooky or scary or funny or interesting noises.
Mm-hmm. Well, a fun thing about me that I haven't shared, Julie, is that my entire sound library is just my voice, my mouth noises that I make. So everything you hear is from my mouth.
Every sound effect on Join the Party was Brandon's mouth at some point. That makes sense. That checks out. Can you give me an example of that?
Yeah. Here's a horse. Clip clop, clip clop, clip clop, clip clop, clip clop, clip clop. It's like flawless, right?
Yeah. Like I figured there was a horse in your room.
I know. Yeah. Well, there was, but I also made a noise. So.
Okay. Yeah, I see. So. So stupid. I've created a little new wing of the character creation lab, and what I wanted to do was we've each sourced three different like sound effects, right? Mm-hmm. Like interesting sounds that I want us to then turn into like monsters or big bads or something that you could put into your current campaign. I think that is like, I think it's really interesting. Like, DMs are so talented in that they can create like such cool, interesting sounds with their mouths and like accents and voices and everything like that. But sometimes, you know, like your monster is too monstrous and you really want to like reflect that. So I always think it's really interesting when like DMs incorporate like music or they incorporate like pre-recorded sound effects to like integrate into their campaign. So this is something that I want to suggest people do, you know, kind of moving forward. If you're the DM of your party and stuff like that, and you're like, hey, I would love to do a giant Tyrannosaurus Rex-esque creature, but I know I can't make those noises with my mouth. Hey. Use something that's like a little pre-recorded or something like that and, you know, play it for your table or something.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Every time I DM, I love doing like if we're in the living room, like putting an image on the TV, like, you know, winter scape or whatever it is, or summerscape. And then, yeah, bring a little Bluetooth speaker and play some just like, you can find them on Spotify too, but obviously I have a bunch of them. Just play some like sound effects on loop, some atmospheres to play behind it. And then, yeah, if I need a button or a growl or whatever it is, you know, I just press the button.
You can just activate it. It is. It's really cool. I like it. So what we are going to be doing here today, again, we got each have three different like sounds or sound effects that we think we are going to incorporate into monsters. I'm going to... We're going to, like, show them to each other blind so that the other one can riff off of them. And for mine, at least, I have two, like, monsters from fiction that I wanted to, like, I want you to not look at the videos, Brandon, because I think the only way that I could figure out how to do this is showing you the video. But I want you to, like, just listen to the sound and be like, all right, well, this evokes for me this kind of creature, and then we can build it out together.
Hell yeah, I love that.
All right, cool. Would you like to start or would you like me to start?
Let's do a warm up here.
Okay.
With this one.
Okay.
I'll do a.
Don't tell me what it is.
I know.
I just want to go in blind.
I've tried to come up with a bunch of like varied ones, right? Mm-hmm. So I think this one is probably the most straightforward. Let's see what you think about this one.
Okay. So in my mind, I'm picturing some sort of like kind of guttural, slimy alien sort of thing. Mm-hmm. Like this feels real like Men in Black kind of alien to me, but also the terrifying corn creature from Dimension 20.
Yeah.
Like the creamed corn like blob that they had. So I think it's something like, this feels very like you're in the sewers of a magical city and you come across this like terrifying slime creature that is going to use the environment to its advantage. You know what I mean?
100%. Yeah. I like, okay. There's something in the way it breathes where it's like, I was going to say it breathes in reverse, but that makes no sense, Julia.
Well, it's like the pathways that it's like, let's say it has an esophagus or like whatever its breathing apparatus is, can only take in so much at a time, it feels like. So it's kind of like rippling as it like moves and talks.
Oh, yeah, I like that. Mm-hmm. And sort of always has to, maybe it doesn't exhale, maybe it only inhales, and it sort of like always has to be breathing, but it's limited by that, and that's its one weakness.
I also think that it maybe has a like swallowing mechanic, where like if it manages to get a hand on you or something like that, it will try to devour you. But because of that sort of rippling esophagus situation, you have like a certain amount of rounds before your passageway closes off.
Yeah, I like that.
That's kind of fun. So you're making like dex or strength checks to try to get out of there.
Yeah. Or you can, if you get out on turn three, you only lose your hand. It's fine, you know?
Yeah. Or it's like you just take a bunch of acid damage or something like that.
Yeah. I like that. What color is this creature and what size?
My thing is like, my instinct is green, but I think green is too cliche almost. Mm-hmm. So I'm picturing kind of like a gross yellow brown kind of color.
Beautiful.
Yeah, disgusting. I love it. Just looks like a little shit. It's awesome. And I think it's like big. Like I'm picturing like in movies or in, did you ever play Ratchet and Clank?
I did, but briefly, and it's been a long time.
There's a lot of scenes that take place in the Ratchet and Clank games that are in like basically like sewers where it's like, and you have like the ability to like get magnet boots and like walk all over the, because they're big metal pipes. So I'm picturing like that where it is like, you know, higher than door size. I'd say like the tunnels are like 10 feet tall and like equally wide because, again, I'm picturing a circle. And I think this thing can take up the entirety of the pipe. And that's like how you have to move forward, is you have to defeat this thing. So it is like fully blocking the passage. Yeah. There is no way of getting past it necessarily.
I love that. I love, one of my favorite things in video games is when you get to a, like what's clearly a boss stage. Like when you walk into the arena or whatever and like nothing is there and you're like, what am I waiting for? And
where is it going to come from?
The environment is the monster.
Yeah, I think maybe that's a effect, like the water or whatever you are walking through ends up being something that this thing can also control.
Yeah.
That is like a part of it. And it's almost like a spider network where it could feel you moving through it the entire time, which is very cool.
Yeah, I love like, that you would just like hearing this sound as you're going through the environment, the level before. And then, yeah, you end up in that. Yeah, I love that. Yeah.
And also probably some really interesting, like, you know, if you're having your party do, like, perception or investigation checks, they might be noticing, like, the rippling of the water is maybe matching in time to those sounds.
Yeah. Oh, that's good. That's good.
And because of the, like, terrain, it's also very difficult to determine where the source of the noise is because it's so much, like, echoing and reverberating.
Right. And probably the monster can, like, it's probably very fluid, so it can sort of, like, make the noise wherever it happens to be. So, like, yeah, it would come from sort of different directions just very inherently. Spooky. Yeah.
I like that. Do you think that maybe it has another, like, semi-weakness, which is, like, it might be eyeless, so it, uses sound and vibration in order to sense what's going on. And if you created loud enough of a noise, it might throw it off balance or, like, get it. What's the word I'm looking for?
Like confused or something?
Yeah. Something. The word I was using in my brain is like dis something. And I was like,
disoriented?
Disoriented. That's it. Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah, I love that. And like, that's the one time where a bard in your party is useful. So like.
Yeah. I think that's like, if you're going to do some like sonic damage, I think that would work really well, like thunder damage in particular, if you're going with the classic kind of 5e Dungeons and Dragons.
Yeah.
But I think it would be like a really interesting kind of, I'm trying to think like what would be another way of like, that's incapacitating it. Mm-hmm. What's the way you defeat this thing? Because I think much like slimes, you might not be able to do like bludgeoning damage to it necessarily.
Do you have to like desiccate it? Do you have to like dry it out somehow?
Like, ooh, interesting.
whether that's like, you know, Icon of Decay or whatever that, I forget the festival was or not, but
I think
Yeah, there's various spells that like suck like life force out of you, but like you can just make that like moisture or whatever, you know?
Yeah, like necrotic, or even if you're doing like fire damage or something like that then that might be able to dry things up. Yeah. Interesting.
Yeah.
Maybe it only takes a certain types of damage while it is still... Okay, here. I got this. All right. Mm-hmm. So it only takes like thunder or fire or necrotic damage when it is like fully capacitated. And then when you incapacitate it using noise, then it manages to like... It's like losing its shape and therefore is more susceptible to other forms of damage.
Yeah, I like that. I love that.
That's really cool. Yeah. I like that.
And if you have a
Can we hear
person?
The sound one more time just yeah. to like...
All right, here we go.
Because it just kind of sounds like it's choking.
It does.
So I like that.
You know what I think it is in real life? I think it's a turkey
yeah.
gobble that's been pitched down. And
it sounds like a fucked up turkey. You're yeah. absolutely right. Very cool. Very cool.
Yeah.
All right. Would you
hit me?
Okay. I have to share my screen first. Now, Brandon, don't look. Brandon, don't look. All right. Share and play. All right, we'll stop there.
That was great. My favorite part was the accent work. If you like that, you gotta hear the rest of Party Planning by joining the Patreon at patreon.com/join the party pod.